And we want to begin reading around verse 5, Matthew chapter 28. And we want to begin reading around verse 5. When you got it, say, I got it. If you still looking, say, I'm looking for it. It's all right to be looking for it. Matthew chapter 28. And we want to begin reading it, verse 5. And it reads on this order. But the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. For he is risen, as he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. And just from those few verses this morning, I want to use for a subject the blessings of resurrection. The blessings of resurrection. When we think about celebrating Resurrection Day, or Easter as we call it, Easter is to our faith what water is to the ocean. It's what stone would be to the mountain, and like what blood would be for your body. In other words, it's the total substance of redemptive reality. In other words, it's the first and final word of the dictionary of God. In other words, it's basically saying that Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the one that has opened blind eyes and has made the lame to walk and made the deaf to hear and made the dumb to talk. The one that who has gotten people up from the dead now is dead himself. He's been placed in a tomb and they sealed the door, put guards at the door, and at that moment the devil began to rejoice, because he thought that he had silenced the Son of God forever. Now, when we look here in chapter 20, verse 6, it says, he is not here, for he has risen as he said. See, the resurrection simply meant that there was a new life for Jesus, as well as a new life for all believers. And for the believers, those who really believe will make a change in your life. For here we look at Jesus. He was limited at one time, but now he's one that can walk through doors, and he can do more than any of us could ever do. Now, when you think about the idea of death, and you think about going to tombs, we could go to the tomb of John Kennedy today, and you could dig him up and he would be right there. We could go by the tomb of Dr. Martin Luther King and open the grave and we would discover that his remains are still there. But if we were to go to the tomb where Jesus was laid, you'll discover that he is not there. For he has risen. And see, everybody had forgotten what Jesus had already spoken. And sometimes it's easy to forget what word he's already spoken. But in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, he had already told us that, for as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days, and the Son of Man will be 3 days in the heart of the earth. But he wasn't going to stay there, because he was going to get up again. How many of you like to hear some good news sometime? And if there was ever a time for some good news right now, the time was then, because when you think about all the followers of Jesus, they were disturbed, they were downcast, they were dejected, they were upset at the idea of their Savior being gone. And I'm sure after Jesus had died and they placed him in the tomb, they began to doubt everything that he had told them. And sometimes in life, life will make you begin to doubt the words of Christ. But now, the proclamation that this angel has made will change the total situation, because the angel says he is not here, for he has risen. Now, with that announcement, earth's darkest day had been turned into a bright day, because when they got there, the angel had already rolled the stone away and Jesus was no longer there. And you think about going and being excited about no longer being in the tomb. Now, right now, some of us living in the tombs. But I can hear Jesus saying that I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And when you begin to go to the gravesite and begin to see an empty tomb, that's a reason to begin rejoicing. Now, when we think about this, good news from the grave brought blessings to everybody that was bereaved. They came expecting to see Jesus laying there in that grave. And sometimes in life we get up and we expect to see gloomy situations. But they were excited to be able to say that he has risen just like he said. These women, when they came, I'm sure they were bereaved. And when they got there, I can hear them getting excited, saying, the angel said, come and look for yourself. And see, sometimes you have to go and look for yourself to be able to know that things have changed and Christ has gotten up. Can't you see them being excited that he's no longer there? First of all, the night before he was on the cross, he was told that he was the truth, he was the way, and he was the life. And he was just letting them know that some greater things are about to happen. And the good news, what good news, Pastor, are we talking about? The good news from the graves proclaims peace to everybody that's living in a perturbed situation. Just imagine being agitated and in the tomb that day, and their whole world was turned upside down. Everything they placed their hope in, now it seems like their dreams were shattered and everything was destroyed. You ever been on a beach and you built castles out of the sand? And soon as you get the castle built, the waves come in and wash your castle away. Well, that's how it was with the disciples and Jesus. But now the empty tomb tells them, now that we have a living Savior. I can hear him saying right now, don't be afraid. And right now, I've got some news for you. Don't be afraid, because God is not dead. He is yet alive. Now, when we talk about blessings in the resurrections, number one, the reason that we are blessed due to the resurrection is because we all are pardoned. Do you really know what the word pardon means? Pardon simply means that there's a legal document that's been written that simply says that I'm set free from my punishment. And it also wipes the record of the past clean, and you are forgiven. Anybody here feel like you need pardon? The reason Jesus went to the cross, in case you're feeling real happy and holy this morning, is because all of us were in a situation where we had all sinned and come short of his glory, and we needed a pardon because we all had sinned and terribly had disappointed God. And not only does he pardon us, but when I look in Psalms 103 verse 12, it said that as far as the east is from the west, So far has he removed our transgressions from us. And I thank God this morning that the resurrection allows me to be pardoned. What do you mean, Pastor, by pardon? The book of Michael chapter 7 verse 19 says that he takes our sins and throws them into a sea of forgetfulness to bring them up no more. I thank God for the resurrection because there's pardon in the resurrection. Another blessing of the resurrection is that there is peace in the resurrection. One of the last things that Jesus actually said to his disciples was that, "My peace I leave with you." And the first thing he said when he got back with them was, "Peace be with you." That's the reason that we say that he is the Prince of Peace. And then the word says that he will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Because of the resurrection, I'm pardoned and I have peace. Another blessing of the resurrection is there's power. Anybody here need some power this morning? And see, Philippians 3 and 10 said that we might know the power of his resurrection. In other words, and the fellowship of his suffering. And when we think about power, there's power in the blood. Somebody said, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." And see, somebody said there's power, wonder working power, in the blood of the Lamb. What kind of power are you talking about, Pastor? Said we ought to have powers to cast out demons. And the same works that he did, greater works that we should be able to do. That's the reason I said that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's power in the resurrection. Then there's another blessing in the resurrection, is being able to be in the presence of God. See, sometimes when it seems like things in life are not going like you want to, there's a place. Tell somebody there's a place in the presence of God. And see, when I look in Hebrews 13 and 5, I can hear him saying right now, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And see, God is omnipresent, which means that he's everywhere at the same time. And sometimes we long to be with God, and he's already right there talking about his presence. See, we've got to learn that we can worship in his presence. And see, God has already promised us that if we would draw near to him, that he would draw near to us, and then we would be able to experience being in the presence of God. And when you think about Resurrection Day, do you feel pardoned? See, don't let man destroy what God has, the gift that God has given you. See, man won't forgive you or forget you. But when I think about being pardoned, that means that my record has been wiped clean. Right now, do you have peace in your life? Jehovah Shalom. See, he will keep us in peace. And what we're looking for on this Resurrection Sunday is pardon. We're looking for peace. I'm really looking for power. I said, what kind of power? We need some praying power. For the Bible says, "Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. And knock and the door shall be opened to you." And right now, here in church this morning, we ought to be looking for the blessings of the resurrection, because God is not dead. He's yet alive.
Somebody said, how you know, Pastor? I can feel it moving all inside of me. Sometimes I can say, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. And every now and then, I just have to say, Lord, I need you to take my hand. Help me to walk the way you would have me to walk. Lord, I need you to help me to talk the way you would have me to talk. And we're talking about some power this morning. See, we ought to be able to speak to things that are not as if they were. I'm talking about power. Power to love. Power to smile when you ought to be crying. Somebody said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And see, right now, I don't have any questions about whether Jesus got up, but the question I'm asking, have you gotten up? What are you talking about? We act like we're living among dead folk. He came that we ought to have life. Is anybody here feel like you've been living in the tomb? The grave had you boxed in and you could not move. What are you talking about, Pastor? See, life will send you to the graveyard and it'll make you appear that things are dead. See, but just like they asked him, why seek ye the living among the dead? And see, right now, I came in here not to be dead, but to shout because the Lord has been good to me. The Lord has brought us all from a mighty long way. Somebody said, what are you talking about dead, Pastor? Anybody finances dead? That means ain't no life. Your pocket empty. But I tell you, God is getting ready to resurrect your finances. What are you talking about? He said that I came that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. You better tell your finances, get up. I ain't staying here no more. You better tell your sickness, get up. I ain't staying here no more. You better tell your heartache, get up. I'm not staying here no more because Jesus lives. Somebody said, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I got a brand new walk. I've got a brand new talk. I've got a brand new life. Then somebody said, I got a touch. Anybody get a touch this morning from the Master? Somebody said, I was shackled by a heavy burden beneath the load of guilt and shame. And then the hand of Jesus, it touched me. And I'm no longer the same. I've got a new life in Jesus Christ. Anybody here, can you say, God, I'm so glad that you got up. I'm glad that you got up. Do you realize what Jesus really did for you? I can see him right now going up the Via Dolorosa. I can see him going up that hill with that old heavy cross. Somebody said, why was the cross so heavy? My sins were on that cross. Your sin was on that cross. But he went on up and he never said a mumbling word. Anybody here been ready to give up? Been ready to fight? But I can hear him saying, if you think I'll fight, just nail my hands. If you think I'll run, just nail my feet. Can't you hear the hammer ringing as they nailed him to that old cross? And after a while, tell somebody, after a while, the blood began to run down. Did you know that there's power in the blood? The blood was so awesome that the dead folk couldn't stay asleep as it seeped into the ground. Say that the dead got up and walked the streets of Jerusalem. And I can hear the doubters saying, if you be the Christ, you ought to save yourself. But after a while, he hung his head in the lock of his shoulder and they took him down. They took him way down and buried him in an old dusty grave. But I tell you, he just barred the grave because it was only temporary. All night the first night, he stayed in the grave. All night the second night, he was down in the grave. But I said early. Can anybody say early? Early! On the third day morning, he got up with all power. All power, all power, all power was in his hand. And I said, one day, a long time ago, he got up in my heart. And I decided, for God I live, and for God I die. There's power, there's blessings in the resurrection. There's blessings, and you need to tell somebody, he's not dead. He's not dead. He's not dead. Does anybody know? He's alive. My Jesus is alive. Somebody said, how you know? I tell you, I can feel him moving through the trees and the wind and the breeze. And every now and then, I can say, Holy Spirit, breathe out on me. And I can feel him moving down in my soul. Has he got up? Has he got up? Did Jesus get up in your life? Has he gotten up in your life? And I can say, he lives. He lives. Jesus lives. He lives. I'm so glad that he lives. There's blessings in the resurrection. And because he got up, I love him. Is anybody here love him? For all the things that he's done. And you know, it's so easy. It's so easy to love him. Somebody said, oh, how I love Jesus. Somebody said, why? Because he first loved me. Can I get real with you? Take that mirror out your pocket. I wasn't fit to live. But I wasn't ready to die. He sent grace. He sent mercy. I thank him for his grace and mercy. And he said, and though your sins be as scarlet, he'll wash them white as snow. See, it's a good thing when you begin to love Jesus. I got to tell you something. You got to learn to love yourself. You got to learn to love yourself. Why? Greater is he that's. I'm not all I ought to be. But I thank God I'm not what I used to be. And the thing that I love about a resurrection is this. He got up with all power. Now, I can't tell you how to love him, but do you really love him this morning? Do you really love him this morning? Do you really, really love him this morning? Are you thankful that he bled and died? For our sins. Y'all come on. It's so easy to love Jesus. Somebody said he picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground, and God, I thank you. God, I thank you. The invitation is given this morning.